Liz O'Sullivan says she felt lucky when she started working at the artificial intelligence, or AI, company Clarify in 2017. The New York City-based business develops computer systems that do work that normally requires human intelligence. O'Sullivan's job combined two of her main interests, technology and morality. But she soon found herself in a difficult situation. Clarify was one of several businesses working on a program for the United States military. It is called Project Maven. The companies were asked to develop image capturing and object identification tools for drone aircraft. After talking with friends and coworkers, O'Sullivan recognized that this kind of technology eventually could be used for autonomous weapons, operated without direct human control. In January, after talking with a group of Clarify workers, she wrote to the company's chief executive officer, Matt Zeiler. She wanted him to clarify whether the technology would be used to create weapons. She also asked Zeiler to take action to ensure a series of ethical measures. Zeiler later explained at a meeting that Clarify likely would provide technology for autonomous weapons. O'Sullivan resigned from her job the next day. "I was very surprised and had to follow my conscience," she told the Associated Press, or AP. Zeiler and Clarify did not answer a request for comment from the AP. But he has said that the company's Project Maven involvement is linked to its goal of increasing human progress with continually improving AI.
O'Sullivan considers herself part of a growing movement against unethical technology. Over the past 2 years, U.S. tech employees have tried to remake the industry by pushing for more control over how their work is used. They are also calling for better working conditions, job security, and higher pay for workers in related fields. At U.S.-based Amazon and Microsoft, workers demanded the companies stop providing services to Palantir, which manufactures computer software. Palantir provides technology to federal government agencies, including Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, and the U.S. Army. Amazon employees have urged their company to move to renewable energy and clashed with its chief, Jeff Bezos, at a meeting for Amazon shareholders. Last year, many Google employees temporarily stopped working to protest the way their company treats sexual misconduct cases. Google workers also recently signed a letter protesting Project Dragonfly. Dragonfly is a search engine that would follow China's restrictions on the internet. Workers at Salesforce, Microsoft, and Google have protested their company's ties to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, ICE, and the military. Many high-tech workers are paid well and have unlimited vacation time, but they question the effects of their work. Some have joined with unskilled, service, and contract workers, pressing their employers for better work conditions and pay. Vina Dubal is a professor at the University of California, Hastings College of Law. Dubal has spoken with many tech workers. She says they are feeling sure of themselves because of national and international existential crises. They recognize tech companies have more power than any multinational corporation has had in a long time, she noted.
The movement for change is especially strong in the San Francisco Bay Area, which was once known for activism and progressive culture. But the area has experienced rising housing costs. The growth of the tech industry has fueled the housing crisis. The AP says Facebook and Palantir did not answer requests for comment. An Amazon spokesperson would not comment on employee activism. But the spokesperson noted the Seattle-based company supports renewable energy and provides good pay and humane conditions at areas where its products are stored. A Microsoft spokesperson said the company, also based in the Seattle area, welcomes comments from its employees and respects differing opinions. A Google spokesperson did not comment on individual incidents, but noted that punishing a worker for speaking out is not permitted. There are many things good about giving employees a lot of voice, said Google's chief, Sundar Pichai, at a conference last November. There are decisions we make which they may not agree with. Amr Jaber works as an engineer at Google. He was among several technology workers at a July demonstration in front of Facebook's San Francisco office. The protest was called in support of the company's food service workers. There is evidence companies are listening.
Google and Facebook promised to pay contract workers better. Google also changed its policies governing sexual misconduct cases after its employees walked out. And following employee criticism, Google decided against renewing its contract with the U.S. military for work on Project Maven. Following concerns about technology's effect on housing costs, Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff gave $30 million to the University of California, San Francisco. The gift is meant to help research the issue of homelessness. Benioff also donated $6 million to the city of San Francisco last year to help provide supportive housing for the formerly homeless. Pichai, Google's CEO, also offered $1 billion to build 20,000 homes over the next 10 years. These efforts are good for business and for building trust with the public and employees, says Kelly McElhaney. She is a professor at the Haas School of Business at the University of California, Berkeley. Yet some tech workers say the company's efforts fall short. In some cases, employees have said they have been punished or seen others punished after they or others have spoken out. We say that tech workers have a lot of power, but tech executives have more, said Liz O'Sullivan. The best way to make change is through laws governing these issues, she argues. I'm Dorothy Gundy.
And I'm Pete Musto.